have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Super Kick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. I am Scotty Villa with United Kingdom Tom and Monday Night Mike. Thank you for joining us here today.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It is Scotty Villa. It is UK Tom. Monday Night Mike. What is going on, fellas?
Legit, I was like, oh fuck, who died?
Yeah, he went full Leon Carosi on us there.
Easy fuck.
No need to bring that into it. Stay rad.
Oh, I did some stay radding today.
Didn't look so rad.
I found something. I did some work. I'm happy with what I did today. So,
got a boy, Leon. Got a boy.
I fucking can't wait to push you down a flight of stairs. Anyway, In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Everyone have a nice little long weekend.
Oh yeah,
that was long enough.
That was a long weekend.
I got a fucking job.
I mean, so do we.
We all have jobs.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do. I did some work today. I'm on a week off, but I still did work. God's sake. Yeah, it's the weekend.
Should turn that phone off.
You know what? I would love to, but I'm a team player.
Oh.
I like to be able to help. I show up here every fucking week. Do you? Do you?
No.
Do
no.
you?
No. It's real Zach Morris energy I'm giving off.
Real preppy type bullshit, ain't it?
Yeah.
Ain't it?
Listen, Leon, you want to get into this today.
Which is terrible because my shorts are green and white like Malibu Sands, but
I'll edit the image of a picture of Leon Carosi and say, this is Scotty V.
Oh, fuck. Guys, over the long weekend, we did get some pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
We clashed in Paris is what we did.
Sure. It was a clash, I guess.
There's we did.
Graps were to be had.
Yeah, there was definitely some graps. I've said it, and every time it happens, you give me a wrestling pay-per-view in early afternoon, maybe late morning, I'm a happy wrestling fan. And that's what we got. We got wrestling in the afternoon. It was a nice early start. Could crush it. Enjoy the rest of the day. I love these overseas shows.
You got wrestling in the afternoon 2 days in a row.
Yeah, with the old Monday Night Raw starting at noon as well.
Yeah, 25,000 people for a Monday Night Raw is kind of insane.
It technically on paper it is, but they're not going to get another live show for minimum a year, maybe 2 years. So I get why they show up and pack the place. But yeah, that's pretty awesome. It was fun to watch Monday Night Raw yesterday afternoon, just with a massive crowd and our boy Allen showing up and got some love. Good old AJ Styles got a lot of love. Even Monday Night Mike's favorite, Finn Balor, got some love from the France crowd.
Did V Finn Balor.
Fucking loser. That puppet is more over than fucking Finn Balor.
You're not wrong.
He did. I know I'm not wrong.
He got a win on Raw this week. A singles match win, which he never gets.
Fucking and he got loser. It
this week. Congrats, Finn Balor. You're the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Wrestler of the Week.
No, he's not.
Weren't we starting that again?
Yeah, and I forgot.
Not with fucking Finn Balor, we're not.
Well, when Mike, we're going to start it this week. Mike, you need to choose a Wrestler of the Week. I've already submitted my my nomination towards you. I think it should be Finn Balor. Hell of a performance this week. So
it's going to be Nikki Bella.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Sweet mother of fucking hell.
Can my Wrestler of the Week be Def Rebel?
Oh, shit. Guys, let's get into the clash in Paris in front of a hot crowd. 30,000 strong, I believe it was, somewhere around there. Yeah, we got some pro wrestling. Started off with what looked to be a hot opener. You got Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed. Mike throwing his hand up in the air because he made the right pick. We all picked Roman.
Acknowledge him.
we all made the right pick on this one with Roman Reigns. I don't remember who predicted it, but somebody said last week on the Pick'em show that Roman will go over, but Bronson will lay him out. And that's exactly what we got after the match was Bronson and Braun laying out Roman Reigns with the tsunamis and the spears. Bella's thoughts on this match, this 40-minute match?
Roman's got to go film a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the match. I thought it was too slow, but I loved the aftermath. And especially with Braun Breaker just appearing on the barricade like he did.
Yeah, as I thought he does.
That was really cool. And hell of a beatdown. Maybe went on a little too long, but it was a fine opener. The crowd made the match better than the match made the match.
Oh, absolutely. I'll agree with that. I think the big question I'll have for you guys, my wrestling brains, smartest guys in the room.
How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I nailed that. Come on. I nailed that. Come on.
I think Tom was bringing it up in our group chat. You're going to have Bronson Reed lay a beatdown after the match. Why not just have him win?
Like, Roman's off TV now anyway. How does it hurt?
And the confusing part to me is, like, does it build up Bronson Reed? Because it makes...
No, he lost.
I think it makes the spearing dipshit look like the big bad. Like, Breaker looks like the one who you have to get over.
Yeah. Is it as
so? Is it my point from last week that Bronson Reed is fucking useless,
or at least booked to be?
Yeah, like would have been a real good match to have him go over and beat an opponent like Roman Reigns.
And I also think, I think Roman's now reached the point where him putting over Bronson Reed is not going to hurt him at all.
Fuck no. No.
At all.
So what you're
the
saying
shenanigans
is
going to cost him the match.
What you're saying is like a top main event or someone's established himself on the main event should now be putting over younger talent
in
situations like this is what we're saying.
Yeah,
I just want to say that. I just want to say
he just wants to get
saying.
To the John Cena point. Fuck off.
That's an entirely different situation.
100%
so eat shit.
It is.
Eat
yeah,
dick it doesn't sound like it is. Dick.
You're a fucking idiot.
It doesn't sound like it is, but
I knew
idiot.
Exactly what you were getting at.
So did
fuck
I,
you.
And you can snuff my taint.
Agreed.
Not getting anywhere near that.
I do agree that I would have had no issue with Bronson Reed winning. Would have made perfect sense. A loss like this doesn't hurt Roman in the slightest. You know he's going to get that back eventually.
They could have done exactly the same thing, just reversed the free count, and it would have been fantastic.
So would you have had Bronson go over clean on Roman?
No.
No.
No. The whole match I was waiting for the ref bump and Braun Breaker showing up.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, I mean, maybe that's why they didn't do it because we were all waiting for it. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to have him go out on a stretcher anyway, have him take the pin before going out on a stretcher.
Mm-hmm. By the time he comes back to TV, like that'll be long forgotten.
We're going to forget it by next week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I would have liked to have seen it, but I wasn't super impressed with the match. It went on way too long. Very slow, typical Roman match. But when you've got a beast in there like a Bronson Reed, you can pick it up a little bit. That guy can go. He can go. Roman can go too. But I didn't like the pacing. And when we got to that first, after the match and after all the shenanigans, we got to that first ad break where I started skipping. I'm like, man, this is like 42 minutes into the show. This is the first match. Holy fuck, you guys. You're bogging me down. You're making me pick up my phone. I don't want to do that when I'm watching wrestling. Stop it. But
stop it. Daddy, chill. What the fuck was that, Scott?
Jesus Christ.
I thought I was the rainbow representation for this podcast.
I can be an ally. I can be a friend.
I mean, that was more than a fucking ally. Jesus Christ.
Boy, considering how that match ended, the momentum really kept going, guys. Clash in Paris.
Holy fuck.
The Street Profits wrestled, guys, against the Wyatt Six.
Oh, no.
Their team, Phil.
I liked this match. I thought it was a different match next. I liked this.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not in that camp of this match.
We didn't even make picks for that match. When was that?
It wasn't announced.
So I even asked. Scott, go ahead and go back and say if there's any matches being announced on SmackDown. You can edit that here.
I'm actually not going to do
that. And we're back.
And we're back. No, I like this. I like seeing the tag titles defended on pay-per-view. Or PLE, I guess. I have no gripes with this at all. It was fine for what it was.
I'm with you. I like it when we have tag team matches, especially around championships. Sure. I like that SmackDown has a tag team division that is an actual functioning division.
Is it?
I very much enjoyed Paris's reaction to the entrance of the Wyatt Six.
Yeah.
I thought that entrance was cool as fuck.
That was. I watched it on delay, the show on delay. So I don't know if they removed some of the sponsoring, like the graphics that come up. But when the Street Profits came out as Borderlands characters.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Not once did a graphic of like Borderlands 4. Let's land in the borders, whatever the game is called. Not once did that come up on my screen. So I was very confused. And then all of a sudden the Street Profits have like heat with each other a little bit. And I was like, is this part of like the new gimmick? I was very confused, but maybe that's just because I didn't get all the branding until after I looked into it. But
I do have a little Scotty V level nitpick.
Nice. Oh.
If they're going to put B-Fab with the Street Profits, why does she never do anything? Nikki Cross got involved and B-Fab just stood there. Mm-hmm. What is your purpose, B-Fab? Why are you there?
When she walked out, she was doing the arm thing.
Okay.
Then up and down. She was doing the arm thing that the Street Profits were doing.
If Bianca Belair is injured, why don't they just have her out there with the Street Profits?
Bianca Belair, she's established. She's
a superstar. She can't wrestle, but it keeps her on TV.
I mean, I'll get into how the women's division again is just fucked off to obscurity. We'll get to that though.
Yeah,
that'll be my nitpick of the whole fucking show. Nah, who am I kidding? I didn't actually think this show was all that great. But this match especially, I did not like. Also, guys, Wyatt Six, babyface, heels, what are they?
Monsters.
Nope, won't have that. not in today's day and age wrestling. That won't fly.
Whole I'm new dead. Category.
The Wyatt Six, babyfaces or heels?
They're more heels right now.
Are they?
I'd say babyface, just their reactions. They're babyfaces who cheat.
Are they not just a Wyatt tribute act? Who the fuck is going to boo that?
They're never going to be heels.
They got other members cheating for them. And interrupting in the matches. We saw Nikki Cross holding the leg of one of the people while B-Fab watched. They do heelish tactics, but I agree with you, Tom. They're not going to get booed because Bray Wyatt is beloved. So they're going to have to do some dastardly evil, evil things to some big baby faces before people start booing them.
I don't even think they'll get booed then.
No.
Speaking of getting booed, the next match should have been booed out the fucking building and should never be happening again.
Oh, man, do I hate both of these women. Holy shit.
2025 WWE does not need a Bella. Either of them.
2025 WWE doesn't need Becky Lynch.
Agreed.
I'm not sure I'm there, but definitely doesn't need a Bella who wasn't very good 15 fucking years ago and definitely is not now. Worst match of the year. If we had a category for that in the year-end awards, 100% this is the match.
I live in a world where there is so much fucking talent in the women's division.
Yep.
And they gave us this. They said, here you go, Paris. Here's your gift. Holy fuck.
A fucking Bella.
It was bad. It was real bad. It was
bad. Did not have a good time. Talk about being on your phone. Like, holy shit.
That shit on the announce table. Becky Lynch should be fucking ashamed of herself.
I don't think Nikki Bella was ready to be in this match.
I don't think Nikki Bella's ready to be on Earth, let alone in the fucking ring.
Toyota.
Why are they bringing back divas? The divas were shit in the divas era.
Listen, I thought you'd pop for this. You love when they come back.
First time
you ever. Did this to us, Tom. You did ever. This.
Some of them.
First time ever.
I don't know. So much fucking talent on that goddamn roster.
Well, and that's
like
the thing
I said, man. Evolution. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Because fuck off is basically the sentiment from WWE moving forward.
It's very, very true. You could have had Stephanie Vaquer wrestling somebody on that match. She was supposed to be on that card anyway, challenging for the world championship. You could have put her out there with Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Asuka, Kairi Sane.
But you could also have just done like Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, and Stephanie Vaquer versus Free Heels in a 6-woman tag and just had fun.
Yeah.
And would have a lot more enjoyable than what we got.
That's true.
Even, like, put the random 6-woman tag out there, give them 20 minutes and just be like, hey, go nuts. The crowd would have loved it.
That's with entrances, 20 minutes with entrances. So you got about 7-8 minutes left after that. But it wasn't good. It was very bad. I haven't been a Becky Lynch fan since 2016. I think she's never been able to gear up into that like next gear of main event wrestler. I don't think she's a top 10 women's wrestler in WWE, probably even top 15. Not a fan.
No.
Never been a fan. Like Tom said, I've never been a fan of the Divas era, and I've never been a fan of the Bellas. They just don't do anything for me in the ring when they're on my TV. Promos are not great. This match was hot garbage from beginning to end, and they shouldn't be rewarded with more programming because you did a bad job. So
I would have rather watched Tiffany Stratton wrestle Nia Jax again than watch this match.
You know what? Put on Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker again. Give me that.
Let's not do that. No. Absolutely.
Fuck sakes. Wrestling. God damn it.
Wrestling.
Yeah, it was real bad though. I mean, thank God you did that in Paris. Is your smartest move is to put it in front of that audience.
Yeah.
Because they can at least make it seem like it was entertaining. But it
and also,
was
anywhere
not.
Else, this would have killed the crowd for the rest of the show.
I mean, Street Profits and Wyatt Six probably would have killed that crowd too. It was not a great back-to-back. Just not a smart move.
Not a smart booking there.
It's true.
Yeah, like it. They're like, hey, did you like that turd? Fuck, we've got another one.
There's a bigger one for you.
I'll tell you what wasn't a turd, though, guys. The good old-fashioned Donnybrook between Sheamus and Rusev.
Mike, I think we said it last week. This is going to be a great match. This is going to be a fun
my favorite match of the PLE.
It would have been a much better match if Rusev was.
God damn it.
You can't say that. You enjoyed this match so much.
You can't say it.
I enjoyed one part of this match, and that's when they went off the barrels through the tables, and that was Sheamus's work, not Rusev's.
Oh my
you didn't
God.
Like when Sheamus got put through the bar? That's what was awesome.
I actually think I fell asleep during this.
You're a what the fuck, man? This podcast has fallen apart after the highest of high episodes last week. Fell asleep during the best match on this fucking card.
Oh no, the best match was next.
Fuck off.
Without question.
You know what? I take it back. Tom's right. The best match is coming up. You guys are
that's Scotty V's match of the year for the year-end awards there.
I also just don't think Sheamus and Rusev are they can have a bad match together.
Right. I don't agree.
They work Sheamus great together.
I don't think Sheamus can have a bad match with anybody, and Rusev for what I saw did step it up.
Big time. This match was awesome. Like, I had a really great time. And again, the gimmick helps. Because that table spot is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, you guys are real heavy. You're not light, dude. So that spot especially.
That's the biggest takeaway. You guys are real heavy.
Yeah. It's a meaty boys. I figure Tom would hate it because he hates Rusev for some reason. It's fucking ridiculous.
It was nice to see Sheamus on a pay-per-view, and it was nice to see Rusev leave.
Jeez. I think it was nice to see Rusev's beard. That beard was dialed in. I said in the group chat, it was a great looking beard.
Then we have to look at his face, and that upsets me.
This Rusev hate, I don't get.
He
once came in on a tank. What else?
Yeah, the only cool thing of his ever his fucking career was his.
You know what? If his career would have ended after that, it would have been a Hall of Fame moment. No matter what. First ballot.
Yep.
Hey, WWE are inducting moments into the Hall of Fame now. Maybe Rusev
the Tank.
Rusev and the Tank going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Tank, WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I love
it. No, it was good, but
great match.
Did you not feel up till now? I know we throw around B pay-per-view. I don't think that term should ever fucking exist.
Oh, this was a B pay-per-view.
Like, I think it's a bad precedent for them to say. It's like, it's just a clash in Paris.
It's
like, oh, fuck me then, right? Like, probably it was, shouldn't watch it.
It was filler, for sure.
But you know you're gonna have a good time, though, because of the crowd, though, right? Like, you're getting the most electric crowd. Even John Cena, when he was promoting this show, saying that all the wrestlers are saying this is the best crowd you'll ever perform in front of because they're so lively and so energetic and such a big part of the show. That's why they're there, and that's what we got. We got a show with an awesome environment, which helps because Monday morning quarterbacking after the show's over, these matches weren't that great. So we got two that were very good, and I really enjoyed.
The next two were very, very good.
Everything else after that was a waste of time, in my opinion. But we'll get on to it. Get on to your
to the match of the year.
Speaking of falling asleep,
getting into the. Logan Paul versus the Unseen 17, Scott, the greatest fucking pro wrestler of all time, John Cena, wowing this Paris crowd with his ability. You know what's funny? Scott, who wasn't on this show?
AJ Styles?
Cody Rhodes, Scott.
Yeah, he's off filming a feature film that you're going to watch and love. You're going to be first in line for this film.
WWE champion is off TV, therefore should be stripped of the title.
But they didn't.
He's still your WWE champion.
He's not.
I don't even know where he is.
Oh, you don't know where he is? He's filming the movie that you may have been waiting for since you were a child.
They made that movie, Scott. When I was a child, it was terrible.
Yeah, they're making it again.
Yeah.
What movie are they in?
The Street Fighter.
It's called Street Fighter, one of the greatest video game franchises of all time, and he plays one of the main characters, so...
Well, hopefully this means he'll fuck off to Hollywood soon, and then I won't have to look at him anymore.
No, that's John Cena. That's John Cena. He's doing that. Cena's doing that.
Cody Rhodes is going to be John Cena, and then you're going to have to say bad things about Cody.
But like a worse John Cena.
No, Cody Rhodes is an amazing wrestler, an amazing promo guy. He's one of the greatest workers of all time.
Amazing promo guy?
I didn't know Guile had a lisp in Street Fighter.
How high are you right now?
Yeah, what the fuck, Scott?
I'm high on adrenaline in my soul.
Are you weeded?
I'm high on adrenaline in my soul. It's so fucking good. I loved it. But,
it sounds like you're having a grabber.
Oh, you'll fucking know when I'm having a grabber.
The whole vagina will know when you're having a grabber.
But Scott, did you really think this match was bad?
Yes. Boring as fuck.
You're a fucking idiot, dude.
Boring. I'm not.
You're a
this
fucking
is
idiot.
So fucking not good. I'll give all the props in the world to Logan Paul. Guy looked like he put in some work. John Cena hits a bunch of moves that aren't fucking his. People go nuts and say, this is cinema. What an aura. I love you, John. Okay.
Logan Paul hit a bunch of moves that weren't his. Where's your bitching about that?
I hate you someday, Scott.
No, you don't.
You don't make any fucking sense to me.
No. Everyone's going goo-goo gaga over this bullshit retirement tour that's been a flop since day one. Just nobody wants to fucking admit it because John. Oh, it's John. Fucking Christ.
I'm talking ass.
It's awful. Ass. It's not good. This match was boring. It was. The crowd had fun, so God bless y'all. This was not a fun match. This was not a good match. This was typical John. I literally heard him from Regina, Saskatchewan, calling spots from Paris. And I was on a fucking 2-day delay.
I didn't think he was that bad this time. I didn't think he was too bad.
It still happened. It still fucking blatantly happened again. It was awful.
Okay, but Cody's also really bad for that.
I've never seen it.
Rhea Ripley is really bad for that. Yeah,
never seen it.
You, Scott.
I really hate saying bad things about Asuka, but she's really bad for that.
Yeah, but it's those Japanese. It's
rings
fine.
Are mic'd up the ass. Like, you can't not call spots loudly in there.
And listen, I'm not in the camp of this is cinema, but I never am either. Because no. Jesus Christ, internet.
It's pro wrestling.
Scott, this is. This is a really good match.
It was awesome.
Way too long.
Oh my
way too much.
It was
downtime.
20 minutes.
Oh my god.
Way too long. Way too much downtime. Way too much. I don't like the pace. I like the work that Logan put in.
So the exact same pace Cody puts into every one of his matches.
When he has to fight John, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
No, every
yes.
single
absolutely,
one of his matches.
Unfortunately,
one.
When he fights John, it's he has to gear down to John's level. It's very upsetting.
You just said John Cena and Logan Paul was too long. It was literally half the time of John Cena and Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam.
That was an amazing match. I don't remember.
It can't be because this was twice as long. No, therefore, it was the worst match you've ever. No.
I'm not doing the comparison.
If John Cena Logan Paul was too long. John Cena, Cody Rhodes was the worst match you've ever seen because it was twice as long.
That's not
you
true
need
at all.
To say
I
those
say
words.
One match is too long.
No.
And I could say another match is perfectly fine.
No.
I'm just talking about this match. We're talking about the Clash in Paris.
Not if the match
oh
in Paris
God.
Twice as long
in
Paris. If the match was twice soul. As long as the one you're saying is too long, that makes no fucking sense. And we should evict you from the podcast.
I don't think that's possible. You would have a horrible time getting these edits done.
If you could just edit the British Bulldog theme right now.
Yeah, British Bulldog theme right now, please. That'd be perfect timing. We'll move on because I can't hear Scott's rambling about John Cena anymore.
I could do this all night long. And if you could edit back in Lionel Richie one more time, that would be great.
I will say, I just want to give one more thing. Logan Paul's fantastic. He's just... I wish he was a full-time pro wrestler because he would be just even more of a pro wrestling superstar than he already is. He's fantastic.
I wish anybody was a full-time pro wrestler and wrestling every week like they should be, but nobody is. So
that's a good point. What do we got for the main event here, fellas? We got to get to
fatal four-way match for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm fun with this one.
This was fun. I enjoyed this.
Seems like a lot of fucking shenanigans just to get AJ Lee back in the fold.
I'm very excited about this.
She'll wrestle just as good as Nikki Bella.
AJ Lee can do no wrong.
She will. The only I somewhat agree.
And she's gonna wrestle Becky Lynch.
That's the wrong part.
Oh,
the wrong part is she's got a match with Becky fucking Lynch. Unfortunately,
can you imagine if it was AJ Lee and Io or AJ Lee and Rhea?
Right, it'd be so awesome.
Oh, someone great in the women's division. That's not WWE. The WWE hates their great women's talent.
I know.
They'll give them one pay per view a year and say, "Here you go, ladies." Tear down the house, and then we'll see ya.
I gotta give it to LA Knight. That bump he took through the table was brutal.
Yeah. This is probably my favorite performance of LA Knight's main roster career.
I would agree with that.
He just seemed to be in it, and he sold really well, which I think has always been an issue for me, is I never really see him selling in a way where I'm like, fuck, man, you got to get up. You just got to keep selling. You're too cool all the time. Stop being fucking cool all the time. Stop being the cool guy in the room and sell your ass off, sell the beat down. And we saw a lot of that. CM Punk, I thought, was really, really great in this match. I always kind of just cater with, like, he's not a young buck and he's not super high flyer or anything like that. He's an older CM Punk, but can still really, really go. My MVP of the match is Seth Rollins, though. Seth was fucking everywhere in this match. He was so good.
We don't even say young buck on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
the only disappointment I have in this match, and it was nobody's fault, but CM Punk's table bump was god awful.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins was very, very good for somebody who I'm kind of losing interest in rapidly. I thought he was very good in this match. Punk did well. LA Knight was everywhere he was supposed to be, and Jey Uso was there. So
in his pajamas.
There's that in his pajamas, which made me irrationally angry.
Guys, imagine a world where Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso were just a tag team again. The world would be so much sweeter.
You really need to start watching the full editions of Monday Night Raw, because you might be getting that dream here, pal.
Yeet.
All I needed was that. Perfect.
Out there, let us know your thoughts on Clash in Paris and the follow-up on Raw. That was a fun Raw as well in Paris. We got a great crowd and a fun night. But
might even say it was phenomenal.
La 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 la.
Low-hanging fruit. I'm careful.
hit us up on the pod socials at In My House Pod. We've only got a couple minutes left. I'm handing it over to the one and only UK Tom.
So it's ready for the next round of Papa UK's guessing game. I believe Yay! This is the fourth round. My dad is currently leading at 4-0-0.
Yeah.
And no, 3-0-0. And well, I'll be honest, I think he's about to get that 4-0-0 lead. Because I don't know if this one's gonna how this one's gonna go, but I'm excited.
Here we go.
So the first name I have for you, obviously, for if you're a first time listener, hello, thanks for listening. Fuck you. I send pictures of wrestlers to my dad. He tells me what he thinks their name is. I give the names to Scott and Mike. They tell me who they think it is. This week's first name is Pocket Rocket.
Wow.
I will not be answering any questions.
I have a guess. Mike, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to guess first on this round.
You go ahead.
I'm worried, though, because with the name I'm guessing, you could have a good follow-up, and that could be it, but I'm still going to go with it anyway. I'm going to guess Penta.
Oh, man. See, you're right. My follow-up was going to be, could it be El Grande Americano?
Okay. The second name.
Oh, I wasn't right? Damn, I thought I might be right on that one.
Well, I wouldn't tell you if you're right till after you've guessed the second guess.
Oh, anyway. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But you're not right.
I think you're right now, Mike.
This name might completely fuck both of your ideas.
Probably. So. He usually does the second name.
Second one, yeah. But there's a reason you get them in the order you do.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. It makes it fun.
The second name is Teenage Tornado.
What? So just for the listeners at home while we're thinking, I just want to remind you, most likely it could be a current day wrestler, but it could be someone from the past. It's most likely not going to be an indie
teenage
wrestler.
Teenage Tornado?
So we've got Teenage Tornado and Pocket Rocket.
And Pocket Rocket. It's going to be somebody that a current or long-term wrestling fan would know who it is.
This is wild giveaway.
For a loop.
Teenage Tornado.
Told you.
I'm just gonna say this. I think
who looked young, right?
Yeah, I think you nailed it with El Grande Americano. I think I was close with Penta. Oh man, I'm gonna go off the car. I think it's a luchador. I'm gonna go off the script a little bit, and I'm gonna go with Psychosis. That's just going off the board and a massive long shot, going psychosis with the mask.
Okay.
Teenage Tornado. I also think it's a luchador, but I'm also thinking from where Tom is and who he would feed. So my second guess is going to be Speedball Mike Bailey.
Whoa, great call.
Well, Mike, you must have forgotten that my dad is familiar with old Speedboat.
That's right.
That's what started this whole thing.
That's right.
However, what I will say is none of you are even in the right fucking stratosphere.
Fuck. Jesus. Well, come on. Well,
we're going to start asking, being able to ask questions soon because we're not close on any of these.
Think of how sweet it'll be when one of us gets it.
That is true.
I'm genuinely really excited for the first time one of you gets it.
All right, Tom.
Anyway, you want to know who it is?
Oh, of course.
Reveal to us who the mystery wrestler is in the Papa UK guessing game.
Marco Stunt.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I was close with the psychosis hair.
So the only picture I could find to send to him that didn't include a Marco Stunt t-shirt was him with Chris Jericho. So I sent the picture to my dad and said, what's his name? And he sent back, am I guessing the little girl or the wrinkly old fuck?
I think we got the title for our podcast this week.
Yeah.
So I said, the little girl that's actually a 28-year-old man.
Oh, that is awesome. That was fun. I hope while you're listening to this, you're pausing it and trying to come up with the guesses yourself before Tom reveals it. But let us know if you came close as well. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. Fellas, we are out of time. Thanks again for another fantastic week right here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck you. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now.
To my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.